behind the chrome microphone of Common Sense here, rather than traipsing around the fruited plain today. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Well, I can't hear you. No, I can.
Yeah, that's an easy fix.
I'm a lot better.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Nice to see you. Nice sweater today. Mark is sporting a red flag-adorned sweater. It's very patriotic of you.
You know, one time I went to a place, was given a speech, and we were going to have the Pledge of Allegiance. There was not a flag in the room. I was wearing this, so everybody made the Pledge of Allegiance to me.
To you!
To
yeah.
me. I felt a little flag-esque.
That worked very nicely.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
A tear in every eye.
Anyway, after a little road tripping, I am back headed for Minot tomorrow, by the way, so another road trip will be at the Sleep Inn in Minot tomorrow and Friday with the broadcast. And we're going to actually talk about some things related to schools and taxes in Minot.
Promote the Freedom Club when you're out there.
Of course. The reason I am going is that our daughter, Hannah, is she's a ninth grader, but she's had an opportunity to play with the older girls in volleyball. So the coach was nice enough to say, you know, you got you and a couple of her classmates contributed to the team. You're coming to the state tournament. So
wow.
Anyway, we'll go watch the Deacons in the state volleyball tournament in Minot, which starts tomorrow, goes through Saturday. So looking forward to that. And that's a good reason to bring the broadcast to Minot, right?
It is. And plus, I know on the 3rd I got to do the broadcast from out there because, you know, my program's from 2 to 5, and we're going to be at the Farm Festival building at 7 o'clock on the 3rd of December.
Hope folks have got that all circled on their calendar.
Yeah, now we found out that there's going to be a lot of donuts and free coffee.
How about that?
Yeah, a lady, I guess she's 85 years, Angot, her last name is Angot, first name is Evelyn, is going to make donuts. The old traditionally say they're the very best.
That's a popular name out there. I have a friend, Misty Angot, who's now a Misty Paul, but that I know out there. So, and
they're putting up some posters and also getting some good response to the Freedom Club going to Grand Forks on the 9th, Monday the 9th at the Pizza Ranch.
So, just for all the Freedom Club folks out there, and by the way, if you haven't joined the Freedom Club yet, there's no better day than today.
It'd be a great day to join the Freedom Club.
Flagfamily.com. Join the Freedom Club, or you can call Marie at 855-200-1776, extension 3. But anyway, Freedom Club meeting Monday, Moorhead, American Legion.
Yeah, right out there off of Highway 10 going to, you know, Dilworth, right by the frying pan at 7 o'clock.
Then Thursday, then the 3rd.
The 3rd in Tioga.
And that's the Tuesday after
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, easy to remember, okay. Basically a week from Tuesday. And then the 8th in Grand Forks.
Ninth. And that's a Monday. And all events start at 7. So anyway, this is and all of us now, Leon Francis has agreed to come to all three. The North Dakota president of the Tea Party Caucus. So it'll be Scott, Leon, and I.
So mark your calendar. Should be lots of fun. Let's run through some news headlines here. What's on your mind cranking up today? By the way, guests, Senator John Hoeven, Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Great.
And it's Wednesday, so we do the talk radio town hall. We look forward to that. Walmart is getting some grief for doing nice things for their employees. Is this not strange?
Nothing that a union activist does is strange to me. They don't care about nice. They just want to organize. Strength in numbers. Same with the Freedom Club, but we're not brutes about it.
I'm really scratching my head here at how this could be a bad thing, other than I guess it's another opportunity for unions to pound. I mean, unions hate Walmart, right?
Oh, hate them, and they've lost many attempts to infiltrate and to organize.
So I guess we shouldn't be surprised that they're once again trying, but how in the world you can use your criticism directed at a company that's helping their employees? Their argument is obviously if they were union, they'd make more money and, right?
Yeah, and work less hours and be less efficient and hate their boss. I think we should love our boss. That was the thing that bothered me the most about being in the steamship and the railroad workers union is the hostility towards management and the contempt for their bosses. Very disrespectful.
It is. So anyway, I want to dig into that story a little bit today, get your opinions on that. Leith, North Dakota remains in the news because obviously the white supremacist down there is Craig Cobb, and his cohort are in jail awaiting charges of terrorizing. They're considering whether or not to add hate crime designations onto those legislation, onto that rather.
No, wouldn't a hate crime have to be aimed at somebody that's, you know, a different race or a different sex or a different creed? Maybe it's a creed angle, huh?
Well, I don't know. I think hate crimes in general are, you know, I mean, in other words, the designation hate crime is stupid to me.
It really is stupid.
It's politically correct. It's dumb. A crime is a crime is a
crime. That's right. It must be.
But obviously they exist, right? I mean, they're on the books. And
well, if you kill somebody, wouldn't you say you probably have a lot of dislike for that soul?
Yeah, without question. But
In fact, murder starts in the heart. That's where hate starts.
I mean, every crime is some form of hate.
Of course it is.
Yeah. So that's why I think it's a dumb idea. But mind you, again, it's on the books. So in the case of this duo in Leith, is it appropriate that that be added? The chief law enforcement officer for the feds in North Dakota, Tim Purdon, said he could neither confirm nor deny whether his office is investigating possible hate crimes in Leith. So evidently no decision yet. The FBI, which investigates hate crimes and civil rights violations, has been consulting with the Grant County Sheriff's Office.
When those guys were marching around like some kind of a sheriff and posse with their guns and screaming epithets, were they really drunk or what was wrong with them? Are they that stupid?
See, I'm in a bit of a dilemma here because, well, I think the whole hate crime thing is dumb. The fact that these guys could now be subject to federal crime, I've said on the air, throw the book at them, right? I mean, this is going to escalate. This is going to get horrible. You know?
It could.
So, in my view, here's your opportunity, here's your window, so I guess I'm being a little hypocritical. Can you be against hate crime legislation and for it being applied where it...
If you hate somebody,
where it is
deserves
on
it?
Yeah, and I don't... you know.
But I really would like to know why they did this. Are these guys trying to garner as much possible publicity?
Yeah, and we oblige every time.
Are they working a book deal, or you know, it seems so strange what they did.
Are you suggesting that it might not believe what they believe, or why they would go to?
Well, they might believe what they believe, but this makes so little sense what they did. It had to have an obvious bad ending.
Could they be a little off kilter?
You know, you're listening to the guy talk. He sounded sober when he was on the radio with you. He sounded rational and well. You know, at least his strange thinking seemed to have some kind of structure to it. But this is madness to march around with a gun and swear and scream at people.
Yeah, for sure. Two more oil spills reported in North Dakota. The health department has a website coming where these can be monitored. Obviously, with the one north of Tioga, of enormous significance. So, therefore, any others that come along are now newsworthy because they're additional spills. Although I think they're called releases, aren't they, on the official?
A word is a word.
Are we trying to...
A rose by any, you know, any other thing smells so good.
What is, you know, that's just another way of...
It sounds like a politically correct word to defuse. The spill has got such enormous negative connotation.
But
release sounds intentional. I think the connotation of release is wrong. Because a spill is an accident, and a release sounds intentional.
Yeah, I would agree with you. So let's just play straight up with folks and, you know, understand that these things happen and you deal with them when they do. And
I think they've done a great job. And, you know, we did the calculus about the percentage. We're up to 1 million barrels a day now, and we're talking a few thousand barrels over several years. And
ONEOK, which is one of the major natural gas players in America, big company out of Oklahoma, announced yesterday they're going to build another gas processing plant. We're talking about nearly $1 billion by the second quarter of 2016 these folks are going to have invested.
Wow.
In yet another plant. Isn't that amazing?
That is.
And a good example of how flaring, not ideal, a byproduct of a lot happening fast in oil development and ultimately, you know,
the market takes place.
The free market fixing it.
Right. Speaking of the sanction market, there's apparently a bankruptcy of the gas company in Iran. But now Obama's quickly rushing to their aid to reduce sanctions. much to the chagrin of Netanyahu and many others.
And we're surprised how and why?
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Mark Skogerbo, host of the Common Sense Club, will be back at the bottom of the hour for more on the news and sports headlines. Steve Bakken and I will tackle the two top issues of the day and get set for Senator Hoeven and Congressman Kramer coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Congressman Kevin Kramer will be here in the 10 o'clock hour taking your calls. You can get those in right now, by the way. We always encourage folks to get them in early. And we also have Senator John Hoeven today. So we'll be loaded up with members of Congress to take your calls, questions, comments on any and all issues. So if you would like to get your question in ahead of time, always recommend you call our hotline at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. 800-200-1776 and just let us know who the question's for. And they'll be here. That'll be fun, will it not, Steve?
Absolutely. It will be a good time today. A lot of different subjects, and as usual, good idea to call in a little bit early, especially for Congressman Kevin Cramer, because, well, we always tend to run out of time.
In fact, I have a couple of questions that came in at the end of the program last hour that we're going to start with today, just because we didn't get to all of them. So, anyway, that's why we have the 855-200-1776 hotline. When you call that, you just press 1. Just press 1. All right, here's a story. USA Today yesterday, an advocacy group has criticized retailer Walmart for bins seeking donations for workers. An advocacy group called Organization United for Respect is chastising Walmart for setting out storage containers to collect donations for employees who can't afford a Thanksgiving dinner. The Facebook page of the group feature a photo of two storage containers underneath a sign that says, "Please donate food items here so associates in need can enjoy our Thanksgiving dinner." The webpage also says Walmart is asking us to donate food to our coworkers. Why can't Walmart pay us enough so we can feed our families? The webpage quotes someone named Jamad Reed of Cincinnati, identified as a Walmart associate, saying, "If I made $25,000 a year, I wouldn't have to rely on food stamps." The donation containers are displayed at a Walmart in Canton, Ohio, some sitting on tables in employee-only areas, others underneath tables. Okay, here's the deal. I'll try to say this without offending anyone. I've been to Walmart and have a strong sense that some people that might be stocking shelves or doing some, you know, even greeting, you know, might not exactly be folks of means. And obviously those jobs don't pay a lot. But the fact that a Walmart is saying, hey, there's some folks here that maybe are down on their luck, and God bless them, they're coming to work and they're making a wage that what it pays, but it's not enough to feed them. We want to help their family. How can you criticize that? How is that a bad thing?
Well, from a business plan, it's not a bad idea. I mean, the way I look at this is two ways. First of all, Walmart filled a niche, and a lot of the people that are working at Walmart are people that are looking at second jobs, not a primary job, because if you don't like the wages, you're going to go get a better primary job if you can. If you can't, then don't plan having to work at Walmart. Secondly, kudos to Walmart, because 95% of everything donated is going to be purchased in their store. From a business perspective, wow, what a great idea.
Yeah, I mean,
they're winning on both ends.
For the life of me, if you're engaged in an effort to help folks who need help, regardless of whether they're Walmart employees or whether they're, you know, underneath a bridge somewhere, how you criticize that is beyond me. I guess when you have this blinder view that if a company doesn't, join the union and hike, you know, wages so that prices have to go up for everybody, which, by the way, then hurts the folks that need the help. This is the never-ending cycle that just drives me crazy, you know? In other words, if these union groups got their way, things would cost more at Walmart.
Well, that goes back to the old argument, the minimum wage should be a living wage. No, the minimum wage is a minimum wage because it's a minimum wage job. If you didn't want a minimum wage job, you would go get a better skill set that would afford you the opportunity not to have a minimum wage job. Minimum wage jobs are minimum wage jobs for a reason. You know, should somebody make $15 an hour with a minimum wage job? You require a skill set to make more money. That's like saying somebody without a PhD can go teach at a university.
Yeah, this fellow from Cincinnati identified as a Walmart associate saying, if I made $25 a year, I wouldn't have to rely on food stamps. I guarantee you there's folks at Walmart making more than $25 a year. If you want to move up the ranks, prove yourself, get a management job, get a supervisor job, get, you know, develop the skill set, get it. The idea that, just pay me the $25,000. So I don't have to be on. That's your decision. That's up to you.
Earn the $25,000. Earn the $35,000 salary a year. Earn a $50,000 salary a year. Nobody should be given any of that.
John says Walmart would have been wise to offer to match the donations. Yeah, maybe. In other words, to go a little further. And
help. Box of stuffing in. See how people are purchasing that box of stuffing at your store. You put a box of stuffing in and then throw another box of stuffing in. That makes sense.
You know,
doing
nice
a grand gesture.
Again, I think it's nice that they're doing it and to be criticized for it. How you can, you know, make an effort to help people in need and have it be criticized is beyond me. Only if you're a union that just is, you know, crazy. And this group, by the way, this advocacy group called the Organization United for Respect is a, some sort of union front group. So, no
surprise. Want respect? Go bust your butt and earn a better position.
Precisely. Another issue was, should there be a hate crime designation on what's going on in Leith? What do you think?
Given the laws that are on the book, it's hard to say that it shouldn't be, but I know you have a little different tact on it, and I do a little too when it comes to hate crimes, so I will let you explain your side of that, Scott.
Well, I just, I feel like I'm being a little hypocritical because, honestly, I think we need to throw the book at these guys and to tie them up in the federal court with hate crime legislation. Since it exists on the book, probably not a bad idea.
Neither one of us really believe in hate crimes. The crime is crime.
No, I know. No, but I mean, I think that's stupid. I really do. I think that's just political correctness run amok. A crime is a crime is a crime is a crime. So I don't know. Maybe the audience could answer this. Am I being hypocritical by advocating that these two receive hate crime charges that would be appropriate, while at the same time thinking hate crime legislation is stupid? I guess it's sort of like my death penalty argument. I'm not for the death penalty. I think I always say I'm consistently pro-life, and I don't believe that. You know,
Rodriguez should be rotting in a prison somewhere rather than being eliminated from my tax burden in society.
Well, here's my conundrum there. You've got that law in North Dakota. You've got a federal prosecutor. You've got a jury. They really have that can't be there. You know, that filter can't be there. It's the same thing. And if the law is there, then if this person is done by the summation of the jury, a crime worthy of the death penalty, then they get it. Anyway, more coming up, folks.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. It's not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they can shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
A sports story that became a news story is the loss of Chad Johnson, former Fighting Sioux hockey player and hockey coach at the USHL level. I knew Chad, knew him well, saw him play at the University of North Dakota. I was for 18 years the public address announcer there, and obviously part of the broadcast team. Spent a lot of time around the arena. Didn't know a lot of lifelong friends that are hockey players, and Chad was a fun-loving guy. He was he was always a jokester and you know, having a good time. So it certainly the entire Sioux hockey family and a lot of folks in the hockey world mourning the loss of Chad. For those of you that missed it, his body was discovered near a train track and had been hit by a train late Monday afternoon. In Fargo, Main Avenue of 42nd block, I guess the 4200 block of Main Avenue. Vehicle found nearby. Police have said they were comfortable saying at first blush there was no foul play involved. Too early in the investigation to declare what might have been the motivation. We'll have to wait to get a toxicology report. He'd been battling some health issues, but that's a sad deal, without question. It comes from a good hockey family. His brother Steve, coach and player as well in that world, and so certainly you're praying for everybody involved. He has a little boy Jack, just about to turn 5, I think, his little boy, and just a tragic situation. Front page news in the Fargo Forum today. There was a story yesterday in the paper about someone that was, as of yesterday, not identified, at least by the time it went to paper. So I think the name was officially released by the police department yesterday. I got some texts late on Monday night with the tragic news, and it just rips your heart out. It really does.
It puts sports in that totally human place.
And obviously he was struggling with some issues, but boy, you know what
who doesn't?
Yeah, right. Who doesn't? And there's always hope, you know. It just that's the thing that pains you more than anything. I know some folks that are very close to Chad that are just struggling with, you know, gosh almighty, I wish I could have done something, you know, which is something I think every family member, every friend does in a situation like that. But more than anything, you hope.
I'll tell you what, if you feel those hopes after a tragic event, odds are pretty good you had some hopes beforehand. Have the courage with love to stand in somebody's face and say, you got to stop this or that or the other. And I'm talking even also it applies to these struggling vets that are killing themselves in such large numbers. People need to see the pain and understand that anybody that's struggling with issues, there's pain, and they need affirmation. There are insecurity issues. There's fear issues. And all of those issues are mitigated by some real understanding love, at least for that brief time. There's so much tragedy happens in loneliness. Just a little love here and there, folks. Get your antenna up, because there's a hurting world out there.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And, you know, watch for it. Keep an eye for it. I mean, a smile can turn somebody's life around.
Oh, even a whistle.
You know, I mean, literally, just a smile at somebody and a brief conversation and, as you say, Mark, affirmation, right? So it's just a good reminder to go that little extra mile and maybe come out of your comfort box a little bit. And
you know, we're so stoic. And I think that sometimes you really have to push yourself over that line because out of respect, you know, we don't want to step into somebody's space. But if somebody is floundering and tumbling down some kind of a strange rabbit hole, they might need to have just a pat on the back because everybody's got some beauty in them.
Exactly right. And I think it's, you know, obviously nowhere near as serious as someone losing their life. But I'm amazed at the Freedom Club events, how affirming it is for folks to know that there's a great deal of fear out there about the direction this country is going. I mean, our culture, the financial world, the, you know, you look at the insurance now. I mean, there's just one issue after another, and that scares people. There's fear, and to know that there's other people that care enough to just say, I'm going to do whatever it takes. I talked about this in Thief River Falls. I mean, our nature is to sort of stare at our shoes and be a little, you know,
yeah.
We don't want to talk to, you know, our coworkers or other family members or, you know, neighbors about, you know, things that worry us. But I tell you what, I believe we're a very, very significant majority that's just far too often silent.
You know, I actually had a guy, I'm eliciting calls about what are you thankful for? I want to put on the best of for the Thanksgiving show. A guy called up and actually said he was thankful for, I think he said, for the Freedom Clubs because it gave him hope. This station gave him hope.
And, you know, that, I mean, whether you do that interacting with the Freedom Club or picking up the phone and, you know, getting something off your chest, you know,
right.
Or attending one of these events, that's great. But just, you know, it really, there's people out there that number one, share your view. And it's affirming to know there's others that feel that way. And it also is, it's sort of, you know, it's the opposite of discouragement.
It
just gives you a little bit of bounce in your step to say, okay, let's figure this out. Let's roll up our sleeves. But it really helps to know. And there's always somebody out there that can add that help. So a good reminder. By the way, next hour I'll mention again, Congressman Kevin Cramer, always here on Wednesday in the Talk Radio Town Hall. And if you want to get a question in now for Kevin, good idea to call us at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Same thing with Senator John Hovind. He's going to join us at 9:30 today on the program. And so if you have a question for Senator Hovind, I do that because very often when we get, you know, members of the congressional delegation on, and by the way, Heidi Heitkamp has been invited every week for umpteen weeks and always finds some reason not to be on. So given the fact that the majority of our listeners would be from a conservative perspective, she obviously is, I guess, you know, unwilling to come talk with some people that might have a differing opinion or defend her position in any way. It's kind of sad, given the fact you've got the largest talk radio audience in the state of North Dakota, and obviously her colleagues in the congressional delegation do it regularly. But just so you know, we invite her literally weekly, and make it known that you name the time, you name the place. Love to have you on, but I just think it's important people know that. Anyway, very often when members of the congressional delegation are on, it's they get a lot of calls. So if there's a particular issue, a comment, feedback on something going on, something you want checked into, whatever, 855-200-1776, press 1. 855-200-1776, press 1. All right, Mark, what else should we talk about in the way of, you were all excited about Wild and Timberwolf contest last night. Are you still excited?
This just goes to show you, if you put your faith in men. Wolves, headline says, Wolves don't play like a playoff team as they lose to the lowly Washington team, 104-100. The Wild were behind 4-0 before they got going. It was just a night of clunkers for the home teams.
Clunkers, huh?
Clunker night. But, and of course, look at the Star Trib about all the faces about potential quarterbacks for the Vikings as that saga goes on.
The headline is bouncing from one to the next, and it's pictures of all the QBs that are in the mix.
Yeah.
Who's playing this weekend?
Well, it might be Freeman. It might be. Maybe the Coach Frazier will go out there. I don't know.
Is Freeman better?
His statistics actually were better. He could throw the ball further.
But didn't he have a concussion?
Yes, and then he played really poorly. So it's
so he wasn't held out because of his concussion. He was held out because he was not.
There's some debate there.
I see.
You know.
Right.
His ballyhoo debut fell short.
Supposed to be the all end all be all, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was first round draft pick, a rah rah la di da man.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the QB circus for the Vikes. We have the T Wolves not performing to the level of the hoopla of the playoff team.
But just that one game. But they're still 7-5. So. And it was only 4 points, but they gave up a huge lead, and played like they were having a nap in the second half.
There you go. Anything else?
No. Onward and upward.
How about your Wild?
The Wild, they were behind 4-0 before the game even started into Montreal, and it was just horrible. So they had really been playing great, and they had a night off on the road. They're only about 50% on the road. They're 90% at home, and they didn't do well up in Montreal.
There's a big story in the Fargo Forum today, headline, Dairy Queen Bob Dies.
Dilly Man.
Talking about Robert Dairy Queen Bob Litherland, who made treats for years at the Moorhead Dairy Queen, credited with making Dilly Bars popular.
Right.
Put that on your gravestone. That's something, huh?
Yeah, Dilly Man.
How about that? 91 years of age. He started the Moorhead Dairy Queen in 1949 at the corner of A Street South and Main Avenue. It's one of those iconic spots there that's, you know. Do you have memories, early memories of being at a DQ or a Tasty Freeze?
Absolutely.
Oh, I do too. And they were always run by the neatest families, nice
right.
people.
My uncle and aunt ran one in right out by Mentor, right on Union Lake.
Art's Dairy Freeze in Montevideo, Minnesota was the spot. Art's Dairy Freeze.
My dad had to have a Dilly Bar at least twice a week when he was in his last 2 years of life.
Is that right?
He was a Dilly Bar freak.
I also remember we'd go to the lake, Lake Minnewasco, in between Glenwood and Starbuck, Minnesota. And, on the way home, just automatic, always stopped at the little Dairy Queen in Starbuck. And I could see myself standing at that little, Dairy Queen right now.
I remember my first hot fudge sundae on a family trip. We didn't have Dairy Queens in Carlstadt, Minnesota, obviously. I remember the first one. It was in South Dakota. I think it was by Sioux Falls or somewhere on our way to Arizona. And I couldn't believe it. I could not believe hot fudge and that white, beautiful Dairy Queen stuff. I still remember it. It was like one of the great, seeing your first sunrise or something. It was just outrageous.
It's amazing how many fun little childhood memories that prompts, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Another one was Cherry Coke. The first time I tasted that at a little drugstore in Thief River Falls, I thought I had died and gone to heaven.
I wonder if it's as much fun on the other side of the counter. You know,
I don't know.
For these folks that
see a kid light up,
dispense all those memories over the years.
I mean, and there's a lot of them.
I wonder if you ever get sort of, numb to it,
I suppose.
Not realizing what's across the...
clean cups, move down.
I can think of another one is, for years, living in Grand Forks, we had to Bemidji, the lakes, right? And Foster, Minnesota, the DQ there.
Right, I love that DQ.
Required stop. And later in Fargo, when we come back from with the kids, in fact, one of my favorite memories when the kids are little is Maria and I, and Haley wasn't born yet, but Alex and Hannah, the DQ in Holly, because it was halfway back on the way from the lake and stopped there in Holly. Same thing in the, for years coming back to Grand Forks, just required stop was Boston and the DQ. And there'd always be a big old line, too.
Yeah.
But you didn't mind.
No, you didn't.
Anyway.
Just made it taste better.
We're remembering Dairy Queen Bob. And I'm sure you all have a Dairy Queen Bob in your life as well, and a good chance to remember him. Thanks, Mark. Nice chatting with you. Tell you about the weather and a couple other headlines for What's On Your Mind next.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When is the last time you really relaxed? I'm talking total relaxation. For me, it was at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. My wife and our entire family absolutely love it. The setting is incredible. It's Norman Rockwell-like in beautiful downtown Walker, Minnesota. The resort, again and again, named one of Minnesota's top premier resorts for all their amazing amenities. Every detail, just absolutely incredible. The condo's amazing. Got a big group. They can take care of you. 502 restaurant is fabulous. They have the Chasers bowling alley, family reunions, events. They got you covered. And in November, they have a spa special. The Comprador Aveda Spa is a place you'll really relax. Get a load of this deal. An amazing midweek spa offer, one night's lodging, and your choice of a 30-minute massage, manicure, or pedicure for rates starting as low as $89 per night. Call 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now, 888-CHASE-06, or go online to chaseonthelake.com. Ask them about the Thanksgiving family package and the Griswolds Christmas vacation package, too, at Chase on the Lake.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know, everyone is a winner at PetroServe USA locations. Everyone's the winner. What am I talking about? Let me give you a couple of ways you can win. For one, two folks again this week won $500 gift cards on the KVLY PetroServe USA Bison Football pregame show. Have you registered yet for the $10,000 giveaway? Any of the 21 PetroServe USA locations? Hop to it, because you're going to be a winner there. You're a winner when you take advantage of their 4-for-4 special every day at PetroServe. And that is a fresh-baked single-topping pizza, any two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop for only $4. All day, every day at PetroServe. You can even share. If you don't think you can handle that pizza and the two cookies yourself, you can share. Be a nice thing to do. Be a winner that way. And if you choose E15 and fill up at the PetroServe USA branded stores, you're going to save 20 cents a gallon. They have E15, yet another choice right now. Just another example of how they're helping America fuel better. PetroServe USA. And by the way, their car washes are fantastic. They really are. So don't forget that as well. Great spot to fill up, clean up, you know, satisfy that appetite with the hot stuff pizza. And those are great. They're really, really good. Anyway, check that out, PetroServe USA locations. About 10 before the hour, coming up next hour, we'll begin with some open phone time.
Still scratching my head over this Walmart story. I really should. Well, I guess I shouldn't. I mean, again, when you have the Walmart haters are relentless, so I guess they would stoop so low as to think it's a bad idea to help people out. And for the life of me, I don't understand the mentality of people that say, you know, I'll decide for you what you should pay your workers. Doesn't the market decide that? I saw one story here on Market Watch in the Wall Street Journal. Walmart's U.S. Chief Bill Simon said the company's highest earning store manager made more than $250,000 a year. And many of the managers and executives of Walmart have come from, you know, entry-level employees that have risen up. But labor rights groups criticize them for not paying their employees enough. Well, who gets to decide what's enough? Yikes. Anyway, a very biased story that is anti-Walmart, as usual. And what is amazing to me is here we are coming up on the holidays. Here's, I think it's just one store. This isn't any kind of company-wide thing, but they've seized on this as another reason to take a club to Walmart. And, you know, some folks at Walmart say, hey, we got some folks here that are down on their luck. We want to help them out. And again, God bless them. They're working and, you know, doing their part. And some coworkers want to help them out, solicit donations, and now Walmart's having to defend themselves. Isn't that crazy? I do not understand what that way of thinking, how that works. I really don't. Also, we're going to tackle the question of whether a hate crime designation ought to be added to what's going on in Leith. What do you think there? Think it fits? Let me tell you about the forecast. We are going to cool off. I've been promising that. I'll start in the oil patch today. Some snow there likely before noon. Then snow with patchy blowing snow afternoon. Temps falling to around 7 by 5 tonight. North wind at 14 to 18. Gusts as high as upper 20s, 80% chance of precip. So take it to the bank at a good chunk of the oil patch today. 1 to 3 inches is what we're looking at. Snow likely with patchy blowing snow before 11 tonight. Cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing. 7 below, and wind chills down in there, double digits below, because the winds will be whipping around northwest, 13 to 18, gusting to high of 28. Precip tonight, 70%. Although not as much, less than a half an inch possible. So 1 to 3 today, less than a half an inch tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, near 16, wind whipping around, so wind chills will be up there again. Thursday night, 1 below. Friday, high of 12. Saturday, sunny and 15. Winter's arrived, my friends. So look for, again, 1 to 3 inches of snow in the patch today. And how are we looking in the valley? Fargo, Grand Forks, western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota. Cloudy, mid-30s, breezy, north wind 10 to 15, but gusts this afternoon as high as near 30. Tonight, snow likely, mainly after midnight. Cloudy around 16, new snow, less than an inch. Tomorrow, slight chance of snow before noon, partly sunny, 21. Friday, snow afternoon, mostly sunny, 22. So a bit warmer and not as much snow, but still some snow in the forecast in the valley as well. Clear, sunny skies, 29 degrees in Fargo right now. Grand Forks, overcast in 27. Jamestown, partly cloudy, 25. Devil's Lake, cloudy, 20. Wahpeton and clear, 32. Valley City, clear, and 25 degrees. On the Minnesota side, DL, Detroit Lakes, 34 and clear. Detroit, Alexandria, partly cloudy in 40. Thief River Falls, overcast, 28. Fergus Falls, clear in 37. Watertown, 38. Aberdeen, 27. Out in the patch right now, Minot, 15. Head a little bit to the west. You got Tioga and Stanley at 10 with some light snow. You've got Dickinson at 18 and overcast, 16 overcast in Sydney at this hour, Williston overcast, and 11 degrees above zero. All right, my friends, what's on your mind is next. Walmart, hate crimes, questions for Senators Hovind and Congressman Cramer as well. All welcome. Coming up on the program.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Truck
truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.